It's a horse, not a cow. Bizarre media fact check on reports of bestiality, child porn on migrant phones. By Jack Montgomery on September 30, 2021. Liberal media outlets issued bizarre fact checks after the Polish government revealed migrants have videos of executions and illegal sex acts on their phones, objecting that a bestiality video featured a mare rather than a cow as originally reported, for example. Poland declared a state of emergency on its border with Belarus, the former Soviet Socialist Republic governed by Alexander Lukashenko, after the quasi-Stalinist regime in Minsk began pushing migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia into the country and the neighboring EU member state of Lithuania earlier this year. Lukashenko is accused of engineering the crisis to punish Poland and Lithuania for offering refuge and moral support to Belarusian dissidents as a form of hybrid warfare. But Poland, in particular, has been resolute in guarding its border, leading to armed standoffs with Polish border guards and military on one side of the frontier and Belarusian personnel on the other, not allowing the migrants trapped between them to go back the way they came. Under pressure from globalist European and United Nations officials to give in, Poland's Interior Minister, Mariusz Kamiński, held a press conference revealing that mobile telephones recovered from migrants at the border feature child pornography, acts of bestiality, and terrorist atrocities, even showing some censored images of the material, prompting an angry backlash from elements of the mainstream media. Fact-checking and investigative journalism outlet Oko.press, for example, published an article by University of Warsaw graduate Dominika Sitnicka titled "Kamiński's Cow is an Old Recording from the Internet. And She's a Mare Too," stressing the fact that an image of a man sexually abusing an animal found on one of the telephones appeared to be an old recording, and what's more, it's not a cow, but a mare. What government expert mistook a cow for a mare? Demanded the unnamed individual who contacted Oko.press about the provenance of the image, having trawled through bestiality videos in an effort to get one over the national conservative government, as if the species of animal being abused was the issue at stake. Sitnicka added that it was difficult not to notice a reference to the racist stereotype that Arabs coexist with animals in the decision to publicize the discovery of bestiality images. Nothing comes from the fact that someone has obscene movies on the phone or scenes of zoophilia. This is not evidence that he committed such acts himself, added Grzegorz Malecki, a former Foreign Intelligence Agency chief, in comments to the fact-checker. Malecki offered similar excuses with respect to government allegations of migrants being in contact with the Islamic State and having media of known terrorists and executions on their devices. If someone has contacts with ISIS, it does not mean that they are a member of ISIS, he insisted. Just because someone has a photo of an Iraqi execution does not mean they were involved in the execution. It doesn't mean that he was the author of the photo either. He could just download them from the internet. That would be strange behavior, but not a crime, he added, somewhat dubiously. Interior Minister Kamiński, for his part, looks set to stand by his position that evidence of sexually distorted persons among the migrants is reason enough to keep them out of Poland, and will address the Polish parliament on his decision to share censored images of the sexually deviant and terroristic material discovered by the authorities on Monday. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.